Hello.
So, big day for you. Congratulations. So nice to get your first World Cup win of the season under your belt, I'm sure.
Yes, it's a good feeling, especially after just taking a three-week training block, getting away from racing a little bit. Just really anxious to get back on and see what the shape would be, and really happy with where it's at.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there was speculation. You know, people were talking about the decision not to do the Tour de Ski. Are you still happy with that decision overall?
Yes. I think today showed that the training block had exactly the effect that I wanted. That I needed to recover really strongly from period one and kind of build my shape as we go into Sochi. So, yeah, I mean, my mind is kind of going all over the place, and it was really hard to watch the races on TV, but I'm really happy with my decision.
Well, very nice. I mean, the tour was an interesting one, and of course, Simi had the first sprint win for the men. That was very exciting, and of course, the Canadians did well, so I guess it must have been tough sometimes for you to be watching. So the race today, you dominated from the start, and I think that you were the only one who really led from the start in every heat and won. Was that your strategy from the get-go, once you knew the course?
Yeah, it was a tricky course to pass on. There weren't going to be many opportunities to move up through the pack. So, number one, in order to be successful to get to the rounds today, I felt like that was a good strategy. And then secondly, I wanted to use this race to really test my capacity and where my fitness was. And so to go out and ski every round really hard was going to show me that. So it's cool that it worked out both ways, that it was a good test and strategy worked to win today.
There you go. How did you find the course? I mean, it looked very interesting. It looked like a fun course. Were the climbs tougher than others?
Despite the fact that the climbs weren't steep, it was still a very challenging course. Both grades up the hills were kind of a powerful V2, so you really had to, use a lot of power and keep on it. There wasn't much rest out there, and then a very fast finish. So I enjoyed the course. I thought it was fun with some good turns and downhills, and fun to race under the lights tonight. And even though they don't have any snow outside of the race course, I felt like they did a great job preparing the track.
Yeah, it is interesting watching the race, and you see there's no snow on the outside of the track, but of course the and I know they talked about the course being a little bit tough to pass on. Did you know you had such a big lead coming in the final?
No, because in every other round, I felt like people kind of stuck with me up that hill. So I knew I wanted to try to make a move there, but I didn't know how effective it was. There were a lot of shadows kind of out there with the lights and noise. But I was kind of committed to skiing strong all the way to the finish line, and kind of got into those last few meters and realized I didn't hear a whole lot of noise behind me, so I had a chance to kind of celebrate across the line.
Right. Yeah, you had a nice lead, and it looked like the strategy to stay strong on the climbs, made a difference, and it seemed to be the same in both races. I was going to ask you, what's it like? I mean, is there much of a difference racing under the lights as opposed to, the daytime sprints?
I think it's kind of fun. I mean, it's always makes the morning kind of anxious as you're waiting for the race to start. Mm-hmm. But the atmosphere is quite fun. Here they've got a really good setup. The lights were powerful, so we had plenty of light. A lot of spectators were out there. They had a good announcer. So, yeah, it was a fun venue today.
Well, it's very exciting to watch and very interesting, and the photos of the stadium at night, it's all very, it has a different air to it, and it seems exciting. Just wondered, with the shadows, like you said, but it obviously works in your favor as well. So talk about the team sprint tomorrow. What's the strategy for tomorrow, or do you know what the lineup's going to be?
We don't know yet. I haven't been back with the team to really discuss, so I don't really know what's going to happen at this point.
Okay. What's it like to be interviewed by your husband at the end of a win?
It's extra motivation, when I lost that sprint to Marit in Davos and she got to be interviewed, I was like, oh man, that's not fair. So it was pretty fun to be interviewed by him today. It's so nice to have him there at the finish.
Well, it's a good start to Novo Mesto and a great start to 2014 for you. So congratulations, and we look forward to seeing you on the podium down the road.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ben.
All right. Take care.